This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to take a minute now and talk to Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, for what you can only call a timely installment of our series, Codebreaker. It's all about technology and our daily lives. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
How much do we know about how all these pictures were hacked, stolen?
Well, let me talk to you just a little bit about your photos. Let's start there.
Okay.
How's that sound? I want to have the talk with you about your photos.
Okay.
First thing I want to tell you, if you, Kai Rizdahl, get hacked, you are probably never going to get your cloud storage company to take responsibility
for that. As we've seen with Apple, right? I mean, come on.
It's true. But this surprised me. This actually surprised me. So I talked to a VP at a cloud security firm this week named Tao Klein. The firm is called Adalom.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's about something called the mutual responsibility model.
The root of it is based on this very simple notion that if you willingly give away your credentials, then the cloud service provider cannot possibly be held accountable.
Yeah, willingly give away? I mean, who am I going to willingly give it away to?
Well, this is a good question, but they count anything, even if you don't know you're giving it away, right? So if you get phished, if somebody gets you to click on something and they hack into your computer or your phone,
That counts as willingly giving away?
That counts.
That's lame.
And every major cloud company, Dropbox, Apple's iCloud, Android, or Google Drive, if you will, they all use this idea of mutual responsibility in their terms of service.
Huh.
So when you agree to those terms of service, you're basically saying that, you know, whatever happens to your credentials, as long as the company doesn't give it away, as long as someone else gets it through you, then you, not the company, is held responsible.
Is there anything that I, the average user, can do to protect myself?
All right, so let's do a little experiment, Kai.
Right.
You got your phone on you?
I do.
All right.
I brought it in just for this.
Take it out if you would.
It's in my
take
hand.
A photo. Okay. Nothing to, you know, keep it, you know,
all
keep
right,
it radio friendly.
Take a picture. Yeah, you know what's funny is all the producers are moving out of the line of fire in the control room, which is where I'm taking the picture of. All right, there we go. So I got a picture.
All right, okay. So now do me a favor.
Yes.
Go to your settings.
All right.
Tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
All right, so go down to the area of your settings on your iPhone where you manage photos.
So I see my photo stream, photo sharing, summarize photos. Yeah, okay.
So my photo stream.
Yes.
Right? And is the switch on? Does it look green?
I'm going to win this one. It is off. It is not green.
Oh.
So I'm not sharing. I know. I'm the diligent citizen here, right?
You keep blowing my mind, man. This is impressive.
And you think I'm just some schmo.
Now, if it was green, you see that little bit of text down there, which
automatically
basically
says, upload new photos and send them to all of your iCloud devices when connected to Wi-Fi, which is just rife with possibilities for peril.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the problem with the cloud. Hmm. We have to give up some of our privacy potentially in order to have convenience.
With the aforementioned terms of service not necessarily being in our favor.
Exactly.
What's your photo sharing setting, dude?
Oh, man. It's not good.
See now?
I'm an opt-in kind of guy.
Practice what you preach, yo. I know you are.
I know.
Be smart out there. Do it to them before they do it to you. Will you? Be safe.
I know. But here's the thing is most of my photos are of my cat. And,
all right. That's
a whole different
interview. Ben Johnson, he's the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.